mind itself isn't able to experience its own experience. It has to be in a greater, larger energy field than itself. And in this case, it is the energy field of consciousness itself. It is because of consciousness that we're aware of what is going on in mind. Mind then is telling us via the senses what is going on in body. So you see, that which we are, when I say I, me, is already several levels removed from the physical body. Consciousness itself requires something greater than itself, and that we call awareness. Awareness. Awareness is what allows us to know what is going on in consciousness, reporting what is happening within mind, which in turn is reporting what is happening via the senses about the body. That which is essentially myself, then, is many levels removed from the physical body. And it's necessary for us to look at that and get that correctly in mind, because now we see that it's the mind that has power over the body. We saw the physics of it, that the energy fields of the 400s, just by their sheer power, are greater than that of the physical body. The physical body does what the mind tells it to do. And therefore, if the mind says, I have this disease or that disease, the body complies. When we look at this, we see the importance then of not buying into programs, all of which are really limitations of the truth. We see the importance of consciously canceling and saying something which is the truth. The truth is, I am an infinite being, not subject to that. So when we hear something like eggs which are full of cholesterol and their cholesterol will give you heart disease. If you buy into the thought form, if you buy into that belief system that eggs, cholesterol, will give me heart disease, raise my blood cholesterol, what happens is that the body agrees, and when you eat cholesterol, what happens is your blood cholesterol goes up. And you can experiment with this because I've done it, and at one time I had a very high cholesterol. And I began to cancel the belief system. I kept saying, I'm an infinite being, I'm not subject to that. I'm only subject to what I hold in mind. This does not apply to me, and I hereby cancel it and refuse it. Well, if the mind can empower you with a negative belief system, it can reverse itself, can it not? And therefore, you begin telling yourself that they have no effect on me, that that's only a belief system, that I don't have to buy into that, I don't have to go into agreement with it. When I go into agreement with it, I give it the power of the collective energy of that belief, you see? When I refuse it, then I release myself from the collective energy of that belief system. I count myself out. So one attitude then is to not buy into agreement with negative belief systems having to do with your health. This is very important when it comes to epidemics, the hysteria. So you see, the programming that comes in is aided and abetted by an emotional program. All of this contributing then and setting the stage. So you have the mental belief system coming out of an energy field in the 400s. You have fear about it coming out of a negative 100s. And you have the guilt coming out of the minus 30s. And so you have the exact setup for that, the exact setup, because the mind will choose that which it is impressed with. And we'll use that as a form of expression. In the case of the cholesterol, the experiment I did with that, with my own self, was to cancel the thought every time it came up. And as time went by, in fact, it didn't take very long with that particular thing, and the cholesterol level came down, and now I can eat 3 eggs for breakfast every single morning, lots of cheese. In fact, I live on a high cholesterol diet, and yet my cholesterol is low, sometimes even below normal for my age. The body will do exactly what the mind believes, and of course we have a credibility problem here. The person says, well, how could just my belief in that, you know, make it happen within my life? It's because of the nature of the unconscious. It creates the opportunity for that to happen. We certainly see that in accidents. If the person is so-called accident prone, that's the form that it has taken in that person's mind. Unconsciously, they just managed to get their body in the right place at the right time, just to get hit by the fender of the car, slip down the stairs, get hit on the head. And don't worry about how the mind will find a way. The mind will find a way. People will just slip into sort of a hypnotic trance and expose themselves to the correct opportunities to make that manifest within their life. We know, for instance, with the cold virus, and there's many experiments where we take 100 subject volunteers and expose them to a very heavy dose of cold virus. And we see what happens is that not everybody gets the cold virus. Only a certain percentage will always get, you know, only a certain percent. You don't, in other words, if the power was in the virus rather than within consciousness, all 100 would get it because that virus would be so potent. Actually, what happens is maybe only 65% will get it. A third don't believe in it. There's sufficient doubt within the mind. There's insufficient unconscious guilt. It's not acceptable to the person to express it in that form. And so nothing is universal. We see the same thing with healings. Penicillin doesn't cure 100% of pneumonias. It only cures a certain percent. Every medical treatment has only a certain percentage of people who will respond. And what is the difference? It is because the others, you see, don't have sufficient unconscious guilt. It's not operative. This particular illness doesn't fit any particular thought form that they have bought into. And so both sides of it, the sickness and the healing, are reflecting then the energy that we put into a certain belief system. So we see then that health is the willingness to let go of buying into negativity. Why should a person buy into negativity anyway? Why is it some people are so programmable? We know people that go into hysteria every time they open a magazine. The latest illness sends them into a panic. And it has to do then with the amount of fear and the amount of guilt. The amount of fear is really coming out of the amount of unconscious guilt. It's as though the person knows what to be afraid of. It's as though they're only too aware that because they have so much of this, for them to even hear about it and become mentally programmed is almost enough to make it happen in their life. And so what does this tell us then about the steps towards optimal health? It means the willingness to adopt mental attitudes that are positive and constructive. And this means the willingness to let go of the negative ones. The willingness to take an easygoing, forgiving attitude towards life. The unwillingness to buy into negative programming. The owning of the power of mind. Going into denial and blaming it on out there is giving your power away. We see that these energy fields below courage here are all levels in which the person has become victim. What's happened is they've given their power away and put it on something outside of themselves. And these people in these levels here have said to themselves unconsciously, the source of my happiness is outside of myself. They've put their survival on something outside of themselves. As we move into the levels of truth above the levels of courage, and the energy fields are now going positive, we see that the person is re-owning their power. The person is saying, I and I alone have the power to create happiness and opportunity in my life. But it is coming from within me. And so these people then own that health is something that comes from within. These people are coming from, I am the victim of disease. You see, we are not the victim of viruses. We're not the victim of accidents. We're not the victim of cholesterol. We're not the victim of uric acid levels. We're not the victim of those things. When we re-own our own power, we say, hey, it's my mind that's been creating that. My mind believes that eating liver and kidneys is going to give you a high uric acid level, and that's going to give you an attack of gout. My mind is so powerful that if I believe that, it will literally make it happen. That's a hard thing for many people to accept, that their mind has that much power. You mean to tell me that if I believe that eating sugar and sweets is going to give me hypoglycemia, that that'll give me hypoglycemia? Yes, indeed it will. Yes, indeed it will.
The experiencer is born fresh anew every day. And what it experiences, of course, in the spring is different than what it experiences in the fall. But it's the same experiencer, and the experiencer isn't older. Your speedometer on your car isn't older because it's going faster or slower. The speedometer is the same. It's just the conditions that it's reading are different. So the source of joy is within, and it's innate to the experiencer. And that's partly a decision, and it's a decision you make from your level of consciousness. That you make the decision whether you will be pleased with life or not pleased with life, whether you'll be grateful to God for it or angry. So we take responsibility that whatever's going on, however we're experiencing it, has to do with our inner state, our inner consciousness, our own level of evolution of consciousness. So I'm grateful when you consider the alternatives, like the great French entertainer, Maurice Chevalier. He was asked, how do you feel about being 77? He says, considering the alternative, very good indeed, sir. So it isn't the events or the reality. It's how you contextualize it that gives it the meaning. And therefore, the feeling that you get is really a readout of the meaning. And in its fullest, it's how you frame that meaning, whether it's significant or you consider it to be the word of God.